This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian market remained on the downward trajectory and key indices Sensex and the Nifty settled with losses for the fifth consecutive session today, the last day of February futures and options series. Investors continued to sell riskier equities as concerns over the coronavirus outbreak impacting global economic growth refused to fade away. The Indian market remained in the lower terrain for the entire session but pared some losses. Equity barometers, Sensex and Nifty rebounded 1% after slipping to a four-month intraday low. Weekly F&O expiry led to an early morning weakness, but a recovery from the lows also helped to erase some of the morning losses, as experts really pointed out. Now, eventually, Sensex shut shop at 39,745 levels, down about 143 points or 0.36% in trade today, while Nifty also ended at 11,633 with a loss of 45 points or 0.4% lower in trade today. Mid-caps and small-caps underperformed Sensex as their sectoral indices on BSE fell 0.65% and 0.83% respectively. We also spoke to Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, who said that domestic and global equity markets really got impacted today by weak expiry of the monthly F&O and selling in the global market due to the spread of the new coronavirus cases in some parts of the world. Also, an increase in the number of new cases is changing the view and there are some fears of some of the slowdown in the economy. Now, during February F&O series, Nifty witnessed a fall of 3.34%, while Sensex retreated 2.86%. Nifty Bank Index fell 1.5% in the February series. Let's also look at the top Nifty gainers and losers in today's trading session. The top Nifty gainers included names such as Sun Pharma, Britannia Industries and Titan, while top Nifty losers were Wipro, JSW Steel and ONGC. Now, apart from this, a whole lot of other sectors were in action today. Let's start off with the consumer durables, barring which and also barring the healthcare indices, all the other sectoral indices ended in the red. The BSE Consumer Durables Index was up 0.7% in trade today and the healthcare index was up 0.2%. Now, the BSE Realty Index was down over 2% and emerged as the top loser. As many as 294 stocks, including Hero MotoCorp, IndusInd Bank, ITC, Larsen & Toubro, Mahindra & Mahindra and ONGC hit their 52-week lows, while Adani Green Energy, Jain Irrigation, Vakrangi, Jay Prakash Associates and Reliance Power were among the 250 stocks that hit their lower circuits on BSE. Now, a volume spike of over 100% was witnessed in stocks such as HCL Technologies, NCC, Titan and BEL. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Federal Bank, Sun Pharma, Siemens, Britannia and also ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company. Short build-up was seen in stocks like GMR Infra, NALCO, Punjab National Bank and NCC. Now, there were other whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Rights First. Share prices fell almost 6% on the day the state-owned engineering services company's offer for sale opened for subscription. The government plans to sell a 10% stake through the two-day sale. Alfagio India share prices rose about 3.6% after the company bagged a 184 crore rupees contract. The company received a notification of award of contract from Vedanta for 2D and 3D seismic data acquisition services in Assam for an estimated contract value of 184 crores, including taxes. Now, Lassa Super Generics share prices jumped 5% after the company announced the acquisition of Harishri Aromatics and Chemicals Private Limited. In addition to the takeover of the manufacturing unit and all the assets and liabilities, the amalgamation will result in an increase in market share, product and services diversification, as the company pointed out in a press release. Now, shares of India Cements also erased all gains of the day and ended 4% lower, even as billionaire Radhakrishnan Damani and his brother Gopikrishnan Damani have increased their stake in the company for the second consecutive day on February 26. Let's also point out at the technicals right now. Nifty decisively breached its 200-day simple moving average placed at 11,687. It smartly recoiled from the intraday lows of 11,536, which depicted a hammer kind of a formation. Hammer is a bullish reversal pattern, which actually occurs at the bottom of the trend. This pattern appears after or during a downtrend. It is a single candlestick pattern. Now, the three crucial levels to watch out for on the Nifty would be 11,537, 11,660 and 11,783, which could be the potential resistance right now. The maximum call open interest is placed at 11,700 and 12,000 levels, while the maximum put open interest is placed at 11,500 and 11,600 levels. And with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on MoneyControl.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.